Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jackie Schmera. I work out of KBW's Portland office, West Coast Banks. Joining us today, we have Banc of California, run by Steve Sugarman, who'll be presenting. Strong loan growth, strong deposit growth has pushed this organic grower up over $10 billion and is now California's newest regional player. So with that, I'll pass it over to Steve.
Hi, Jackie. I'm really excited to be here at the KBW conference. Thanks again for inviting us. And happy to update you on the story of Banc of California. This past quarter, we were excited to pass the $10 billion threshold and excited for what the future portends. So with that, I'll just turn to page two. You know, Banc of California really focuses on California. We consider ourselves California's bank. And we seek to empower California through its diverse businesses, entrepreneurs, and communities. That's really our business model and our value proposition. As California's bank, we focus on California. We're run by California employees. Our footprint's in California. Our loans are to Californians. And our branches are in California's communities. You can see that this results in our outstanding community development rating, and it also results in the strong relationships we have with our borrowers, our depositors, and our clients. Over the past several years, this has driven our asset growth, which has compounded annually at 67%. We've grown from about $1.7 billion from the time that I took the seat as CEO at the bank to $10.2 billion today. More importantly, our pre-tax income has seen even faster growth of about 189% compounded annually from $6.5 million in 2012 to an annualized rate of about $180 million based on second quarter results. This has resulted in pretty strong returns from a public markets basis, where since the end of 2014, our total shareholder return has about doubled, and our returns on tangible common equity in this last quarter were just over 15%, and our return on assets is just over 1%. These are numbers we're really proud of. We think they reflect our strong and growing financial performance, and really this strong engine of profitability and the strong marginal economics our franchise is able to generate as we continue to grow. Our franchise focuses on empowering California's businesses and entrepreneurs. On the lending side of our balance sheet, we're on track to fund over $8 billion of loans in 2016. This represents loans to over 20,000 Californians. Our lending platform's diverse. It includes commercial real estate, multifamily, residential, SBA, equipment finance, ABL, warehouse, construction, rehab, entertainment, and private capabilities. And our platform is comprehensive. We target servicing California's entrepreneurs and business owners in their comprehensive banking needs. So we have four different lines of banking products, from commercial to private banking, institutional, and community banking. We have different segments in our lending businesses, residential, business, real estate-based, and secured lending. We also have strong but growing fee-based businesses within payment services, trust services, treasury services, and advisory services. This is really something that we expect the market to see continuing and accelerating progress on over the coming years. And then the foundation of our value proposition is really around a lot of the activities we do within the communities we serve on affordable housing, financial literacy, economic growth, and just serving the underserved communities where we give back to where clients live. So in addition to serving the businesses and entrepreneurs, we also serve the communities we're in. We do this in a couple different ways. First, strong partnerships with those communities through their nonprofits. through their community leaders, through centers of influence, but secondly, through residential lending, through rehabilitative lending, through affordable housing, through a lot of other types of lending and banking products that are really good business. What we found and what we believe in very passionately is that being right by the community is not only good for the community, it's really good business. And it's a driver for us of a lot of our growth in deposits, a lot of our growth in lending, a lot of our growth in profitability. Because people want to bank with a bank that they can be proud of. This is especially true in California. On slide 6, you can see this numerically. We've built a track record of compelling financial returns, where our earnings per share have been on an upward trajectory. Our pre-tax earnings have also grown over the last 5 quarters from $27 to $44 million dollars. Return on assets kind of continuing to move above 1%, our target ROA, and our return on common equity starting to build a pattern above 15%. Not just the trajectory of earnings, but the quality of earnings has been what management has been and continues to focus on to make sure that the earnings are stable and repeatable. And so slide 7 tries to demonstrate a couple things that we think a lot about when we think about the quality of our earnings. You can see first our net interest income. Over the last 5 years, we've taken net interest income from $54 million a quarter to over $80 million a quarter. This 50% increase is through a proactive commitment to net interest income, building our spread-based businesses. It's also something that's been enabled by demonstrating the value of our platform and getting investor confidence through demonstrated performance. Because with that confidence, we're able to hold more of our high-quality production on our balance sheet and generate more spread income instead of selling that production into the market and getting gain on sale income. So the quality of our earnings goes up as we continue to generate confidence and predictability from our investors. At the same time, we focused on generating the preponderance of our income from our commercial banking segment. Within commercial banking, we've seen consistently our segment profits exceed 90% over the last year. Historically, a preponderance of our profits or a large minority of our profits had come from our mortgage banking segment. Our mortgage banking segment continues to perform well. It actually continues to see increased production. So this hasn't been a case of us shutting down a business or defunding a business. This has been a case of us adding value and committing resources to where we want our future to go and to building value for our shareholders. So over the last 4 quarters, we've seen our mortgage banking segment contributing less than 10% of profitability across our platform, and our commercial banking segment driven by our spread-based businesses and our high-quality enterprise value-creating earnings really driving the pre-tax profitability of our franchise. Within that commercial banking segment is where our loan production has grown the quickest. And you can see the fruits of our investments on slide 8, where while year over year mortgage banking production is up $20 million for linked quarters or same quarter year over year, from $1.25 to $1.27 billion. And at the same time, our commercial banking segment has seen second quarter 2015 production of $600 million grow to second quarter 2016 production to $1.3 billion. This is a strong testament to our results following our resources. As we committed over the past couple of years to bringing in the highest quality teams and making investments in platform, resources, and capabilities within our commercial banking segments you start to really see the fruits of that commitment within these numbers, where production follows resources. And you start to see the platform transform, and that transform our segment profitability and transform our spread income. Commercial banking loan production was up over 100% last year. And just drilling down even further, you see it within the commercial banking segment and our portfolio of where those loans come from. And what you see is in the second quarter of 2016, for the first time, the preponderance of our lending within the commercial segment came from our C&I group. This C&I group is almost completely formed over the last 2 years. This is a group that came from team liftouts and organic investments in people, platform, and technology. It's a group where the credit programs and the relationships have been built on culture and with our team and with our talent, and are things that we're very confident and optimistic about. And of the $1.3 billion of lending we did in the second quarter, 41% of that in the commercial banking segment came from this team that we've built out over the last couple of years. On top of that, we have a very robust and healthy CRE and multifamily group, and we have a highly complementary private banking residential group, which fits together with our private banking business to provide jumbo mortgages to our private banking customers, which serves as a strategic linchpin to a lot of our deposit gathering activities. Our commercial banking segment is really gaining a lot of traction, and the production that's coming out of the new commercial banking team additions that we've added over the last couple of years is really starting to bear fruit. On the deposit side, it takes a little bit longer for the traction that the new teams who have come over to see deposit numbers ramp up following their launch. This is something we've seen with all of our new teams. Loans tend to come a little bit quicker than deposits, but the early signs have been really good. In the second quarter, as you can see on slide 10, we saw deposits grow by about $1.1 billion. This was meaningful growth for us. It's a sign of increasing our market share in our markets and continuing to differentiate our value proposition from peers and markets. It's also a sign that our teams and our strategies are starting to take root. We're hopeful that as we move forward, we'll see continued progress on the deposit side. We believe that it lags the lending side. In the second quarter, we used this additional deposit growth to rebalance the liability of our balance sheet in part by paying down borrowings and reducing total interest expense. In fact, notwithstanding our $600 million growth in total assets during the quarter, our total notional interest expense in the quarter actually fell, which is something we were very proud of. This is a symbol of how our scale is resulting in increased efficiency and productivity. It's not just by reducing interest expense, but it's making sure that as we scale, our marginal efficiency ratio stays. We have a prudent marginal efficiency ratio about 40%. That's our target. If it's too low, you could scale without the right risk controls and without the right investment, where your growth tapers off. And if it's too high, you're not building a franchise that is adequately scalable, and you're not getting the right financial returns for your investors. As you can see from our efficiency ratio over several years, you're seeing the year-over-year benefit from an attractive marginal efficiency ratio, where every year your efficiency ratio drops. In 2013, 92%, the next year 88%, 75. Last quarter, we were at 68%. Given guidance that for this year, we'd like to be between 65 and 70%, we expect that as we continue to grow, our efficiency ratio will continue to fall. You see it not just on efficiency ratio, you see it on non-interest expense to total assets. You also see it on total assets to FTE. Given that our foundation and financial justification for this growth is making itself visible, the conditions for growth require capital. And so on slide 12, we show you where our capital levels are and that we feel very comfortable that we have sufficient capital to continue to progress and add value for our shareholders. We've been fortunate over the last couple quarters to have been able to execute at what we believe were favorable terms and favorable markets, a few capital raises, which have had the benefit of delevering our balance sheet and bringing our capital ratios to levels that we feel very comfortable. Also use the opportunity of going over $10 billion to take a holistic look at all aspects of our capital and our franchise to make sure that as part of our $10 billion roadmap, well-positioned for continued growth above $1 billion. Part of that's just looking at contingent sources of funding, which includes capital, and things like stress testing and planning for stress events and liquidity. And as part of that exercise, we've executed upon a number of strategic initiatives, and we expect to continue to execute on a number of strategic initiatives, which continue to make us very strong and well-positioned to continue to grow over $10 billion. Over the last couple quarters, you've seen us pay down senior debt, about $85 million worth. You've seen us increase contingent sources of capital, so our holding company liquidity facility, line of credit, which went from $25 million to $75 million. And you've seen us dispose of non-subsidiary, non-depository subsidiaries, such as the Palace Group, one of our holding company subsidiaries. These improve our DFAST stress scenarios. These improve our situation in adverse events in scenarios that the Fed and the OCC ask us to run, and these improve the strength and durability of our franchise, things that we're very proud of. You've also seen us over the last quarter do more subtle things. We were able to increase our capacity at the FHLB, something we're not close to the limits on, but we now have, at the end of the second quarter, over $2 billion of contingent liquidity at the FHLB. You've seen us expand our liquidity portfolio of securities and high-quality securities at the bank. All these things enhance the durability, the security, and strength of our franchise over time. You'll continue to see us making sure that our franchise is strong, that we're strong for regional pair, and that we are able to adequately and proactively navigate various market conditions. And we believe the time to make all these changes is in great times like we're experiencing today. Speaking of good times, our asset quality reflects really good times. It remains strong and stable. Our credit metrics are as strong as they've ever been. And our ALLL coverage to NPLs is about as high as it's ever been. And our while we continue to be very vigilant on asset quality and very vigilant on our credits and underwriting, it's something that we're very proud of standing here today. On slide 14, we look at our market-leading earnings growth rate. We've grown both assets and deposits at 67% the last few years. We've grown pre-tax income at 129%, and we've grown earnings per share on a compound annual growth rate of 48%. It's important to note that the 40% includes going being a non-taxpayer due to losses to becoming a taxpayer. So on a tax basis, it's much higher. One of the things that's enabled us to make these great strides we've made is our differentiated value proposition. We're unabashedly pro-California. Our geographic California, our employee focus is California, and we're diversified within California. Fortunately, California's economy is now the sixth largest in the world. It's 18% of U.S. GDP, and its GDP growth last year was 3%. Its unemployment's at the lowest it's been since 2007. It has 13 million people on its non-farm payroll, and it has almost a million private businesses. It's a phenomenal market for banking. Demographics are great too. Diverse, granular, 40 million people, 5% annualized growth. Just a deep, rich market with a huge void where we're now one of about five mid-sized banks in California, and we're the only one that's a general California-focused bank. We think this positions us very well for folks looking for bank exposure in California. And California historically has been one of the most attractive banking markets. Some of the best banks in the country have formed themselves as a California-focused bank. And when people get to be a mid-sized bank, they tend to see that California is a market to really scale because it's deep and it's liquid. And you've seen some of the best success over time from California mid-sized banks. And in fact, one of those things that really differentiate banks once they become a mid-sized bank in California is whether they have a value proposition and a platform scales. You can see amongst mid-sized banks, those that have been able to continue to scale their business at kind of a 20% growth rate have been able to generate very attractive returns for their shareholders because it demonstrates they have a value proposition in California, and that's a really good thing for a bank. Those that haven't been able to have that value proposition, haven't been able to scale, have had a much lower return for their shareholders. So our challenge, and one that we're very focused on, is to make sure that our value proposition, our ability to scale, continues to be as robust as it has been. And so that positions us for how we like to think about us in California and as California's bank. And we like to think about ourselves as a bank that's focused on California, and that differentiates us from every other bank that's over $10 billion in assets, and one that's large enough to actually serve the scale and the capabilities of California's mid-sized businesses, entrepreneurs, family offices. And that differentiates us from all those other banks that are actually focused on California. So big enough to serve the market, focused on the market. In California, there are less than 10 banks that are over $10 billion. And there's really one of those banks that's exclusively focused on this market and building the capabilities and the market know-how to serve the market. That's Bank of California. That's what we think differentiates ourselves. And we believe that's what's going to lead us to the next leg of growth and profitability. Again, to repeat, here are our financial targets for 2016. At the end of the second quarter, we're on track on each of them. We think that they're attractive guidelines for performance, and we're optimistic that we can continue to perform against them. In closing, Bank of California, should think of it, we're California's bank. We empower California through diverse businesses, entrepreneurs, and community. We believe in empowering dreams, strong partnerships. We believe in California. That's who we are. With that, Jackie, I think we have time for a couple questions.
Steve, I know you've had a lot of success picking up some teams through market disruption, and it's generated a lot of strong growth. If you could just provide an update on if you're still able to kind of pick off some other people and where you see your loan and deposit growth going from here.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. The California market's going through just enormous times of change. There have been a number of M&A activities that have created and continue to create a market void, which meaningful client relationships that just weren't available have become available, and strong teams that weren't available are now available. We've seen enormous progress on the hiring front. We've become, an employer of choice for a lot of the leading teams. We've picked up strong teams in our private bank. We've formed branches around these teams. We've opened a couple of branches in the Los Angeles Valley just in the last 6 months around some private banking teams. We've restructured our whole commercial banking business. We've hired a couple dozen commercial bankers out of our larger California regional peers, just highly talented and qualified folks. That has been a blessing for us. But as we look at it, what we believe is that we're in some sort of a secular moment within the California banking environment where talent is remixing itself, and that we're somewhat alone in terms of those banks that are big enough to be a great home for producers who want a big balance sheet, who want a bank that doesn't have concentration limits, that has a diversified platform, people aren't being hired into concentration limits for themselves, and that has a culture and a growth profile and a management team that producers want to come and work for. Track record where built 14 businesses and business lines over the last couple of years, and those are all references. These are all leaders who have come from other banks who can sit down with the next generation of leaders that we want to bring on board and tell them about how it is to work with us and how we do empower them and how we have strong central controls, but we allow them to do what they want to do, which is strong relationships and serve their clients. And so we intend to continue to invest very strongly in building out our businesses. I would expect that it would be the same businesses we're in today. You're not going to see a big change in focus. You're not going to see a big expansion into new programs or loss of focus, but you're going to see a lot more people doing it. And you're going to see us, which are much deeper teams and strong teams. And it's really a timely opportunity. And something that I think that we need to make we don't waste on. And when you think about loan to deposit, no matter whether those businesses are deposit generating businesses or loan generating businesses, the loans tend to come first oftentimes. And so the long pole in our tent and what we think a lot about is making sure that our deposits continue to come and we focus enough resources to make sure our growth is led by deposits. It's something that is the topic of our discussions and is really probably the single biggest confining factor right now on the pace of our growth. And so making sure we have good deposits, making sure we cost our deposits appropriately, and making sure we think about the granularity and composition of our deposits, something we think about a lot. And that's a big topic about the teams we look at and how we tend to grow.
Can you talk a bit on the same line of deposits, if you could just provide a little bit of color? I did on the recent conference call, but just for those who weren't able to listen on some of the mixing and what you did with your betas in the quarter.
Yeah, sure. When we think about building a strong platform that can weather all economic environments, we've been lucky that we've been in a pretty moderate interest rate environment and economic environment. As we've had our analytics and our capabilities, we want to make sure our deposit duration and relationships are strong. One of the things that we is that you have different mixes of kind of traditional type deposits versus long-term kind of real franchise building deposits. And oftentimes you need to facilitate relations, helping them with more transactional or bulge deposit for a moment in time. We just want to make sure we're not for relationships, and we're not doing that, otherwise on a transact basis. So we've been trying to look at all of our lines of business, look at what we have, make sure that we're not in the transactional deposit business. Oftentimes, especially when you start thinking about stress testing and DFAST, you can have a real low-cost deposit. It could even be no-cost. It could be non-interest-bearing. But the capital you have to hold against that, or the other things you have to do on the lending side to shorten your duration, can actually make your business, can distract your business. And so we just want to make sure our deposit funding is really firm. Target about a 50 basis point cost of deposits in this environment. That's a little bit higher than we've been, but it's kind of within spitting distance. If we can grow at about 50 basis points, if we can have the right deposit beta and the right duration of deposits to match our lending platforms, we can grow that at our target efficiency ratio with the right interest rate sensitivities and EVE, and we can have a really sturdy firm platform, which provides a strong base to grow. So we've been going through our deposits and thinking through that. And I also talked on the call about just all of our business. And, you know, we've done a couple branch sales over the last couple of years. We look at all of our businesses to see, do we need to prune something in order to grow more quickly in other places? That applies on the lending side as well as the deposit side. And so we remix these things, not for an eye of shrinking, but for an eye of growing more strongly.
Great. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.